நமஃ ப்ரணவார்த்தாய சுத்த ஜ்ஞானைக மூர்த்தயே நிர்மலாய ப்ரசாந்தாய தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே நமஃ. நிரஞ்சனம் நித்யம் அனந்த ரூபம் பக்தானுகம்பா த்ருத விக்ரஹம் வை ஈஷாவதாரம் பரமேஷமீட்யம் தம் ராமகிருஷ்ணம் சிரசா நமாமி. யதாக்னேர்தாஹிகா சக்தி ராமகிருஷ்ணே ஸ்திதாஹிய சர்வவித்யாஸ்வரூபாந்தாம் சாரதாம் ப்ரணமாம்யஹம். ப்ரபன்ன பாரிஜாதாய ஸ்தோத்ரவேத்ரைகபாணயே ஞானமுத்ராய கிருஷ்ணாய கீதாம்ருததுஹே நமஃ. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். தஸ்மாத்வமிந்த்ரியாண்யாதௌ நியம்ய பரதர்ஷப பாப்மானம் ப்ரஜஹிக்யேனம் ஞான விஜ்ஞான நாசனம். பகவான் வைல் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் தி அசுத்த காம ஜயஹ ஹஸ் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் how this ashuddha kama covers the viveka shakti, how this reasoning faculty is possessed by the pressures of the ashuddha kama, and that ashuddha kama has to be handled properly. Though kamaha is the vibhuti of the Lord, as long as it is dharma aviruddha kamaha, it is the vibhuti, glory of the Lord, it is the privilege of the humanity, but when it crosses that dharma, it becomes adharma kamaha, then it becomes ashuddha kamaha. So it has to be handled. Otherwise, Bhagavan told, jnana vijnana nashanam papmanam. That very desire themselves become the destroyer, or a sinner who can destroy all our previous understandings and dharmic life. Jnana vijnana nashanam. Jnana means all the learning, teachings we receive from the satsanga and the shastra. And vijnanam is the aparoksha jnanam, whatever we have understood and assimilated. All those understandings and convictions will become useless when the crisis comes in our life. Suddenly we find nice person, so far very gently he was living the life. Suddenly we find he has done some sort of crime, heinous crime. How? Then when you ask him, you will find that he was at that particular moment, we find his intellect, viveka shakti, is under cover. So therefore Bhagavan told, tasmat tvam indriyan yadav niyamya. By following dama and shama and jnana vichara, one should jahi shatrum mahabahu, one should conquer. But just by dama and shama we cannot conquer the ashuddha kama desires, because as long as ajnanam is there, there will be dehabhimanam. As long as dehabhimanam is there, there will be parichinnatvam, limitedness. As long as parichinnatvam is there, desires will be there. Certainly there will be desires. So therefore we have to take one more step to conquer the ashuddha kama. What is that? Gaining atma jnanam. In the second chapter, Bhagavan, while describing how to handle the desires, there itself he has told, after following initially all the indriya nigraha, mano nigraha, niraharasya dehinaha, Bhagavan says, but that desires will be there in the form of rasa. the inclinations will be there. Rasopyasya param drishtva eva nivartate, that very inclination also will go by knowing the reality of one's own self or reality of the Lord. Therefore, in the next shloka, Bhagavan explains what is the reality of the Atma, what is the reality of the Ishwaraha, or what is the reality of the Jivatma. Indriyani paranyakuhu indriyebhyah param manaha manasastu para buddhihi yo buddhe paradastu saha. In this shloka, Atma is described as panchakosha vilakshanaha Atma. Panchakosha vilakshanaha means what? There is a conscious entity which is the witness of all the five sheets of human personality. Every human personality has five sheets. Sheets means what? Like a dress. What are they? External coverage is called physical body. Annamaya koshaha it is called. Physical body is annamaya. Koshaha means it's a coverage. Annamaya koshaha. Within the annamaya koshaha, there is physiological system, pranamaya koshaha. Physical system is there. Within that physiological system, wherein this pranic energy is expressed in the form of activities of sense organs. That's why a person may have eyes, but he will not have the power to see. That power belongs to physiological system, pranamaya koshaha. Then third interior one is manomaya koshaha, emotional personality. And fourth interior kosha is, interior means what? One is within the another. So fourth one is intellectual personality, vijnanamaya koshaha. Then last one is anandamaya koshaha, causal body we call. All these are all anatma, inert matter, products of bhutas, panchabhutas. They are called bhautika. But atma is different from all these five sheets. Atma is different from all the inert five sheets, being the drashta. Being the drashta means what? Being the seer. Anything is seen cannot be the consciousness. That is a rule. Anything is seen cannot be the consciousness. Because the consciousness is the ever seer. He is the seer ever. Suppose consciousness is seen, there must be another consciousness to see that. If consciousness is seen as an object of perception, there must be another one who has consciousness. So there is no possibility of two consciousness. Therefore Bhagavan says, drashta is always drashta. Seer is always the seer. The seen is always the seen. Seer is different from the seen. Observer is different from the observed. We see the external world. Therefore we say, I am not the tree. I am not the dog. I am not the car. I am not the space. Correct? Shastra says, he extends the same logic with regard to your body. Do you see your body? Naturally you say, yes, yes, I see my body. That's why a lot of problems. I am not able to accept my skin color. I am not able to accept my hair color. If it is black, I will try to make green also. In Western countries, they are making green. I am not able to accept my eyebrow. There are some people who pull the eyebrows. Because I am not able to accept all these things, physical personality. That shows what? I am the seer of my physical personality. Then are you seeing your physiological personality? Yes, yes, all this time stomach is gadabada. Lot of problems it gives. I am not able to hear properly, able to see properly. So lot of problems are there with the physiological personality also. That means that also is the seen entity, observed entity. Then are you seeing your mind? Yes, all the time it is a troublesome one. When I say I am angry, what does it mean? I know, I see that my mind is angry. Then when I say I am intelligent or I know English, what is the meaning? I know that I know English. When I say I don't know Chinese, I know that I don't know Chinese. So everything is seen by me. So my intellectual personality is seen by me. Then of course the causal body is there. There also, even though I am not available for any transaction, when I come back to waking state, I say what? I slept well. Nakinji davedisham. I slept well, it was very happy. There also, who saw? Certainly mind was not there to see. Certainly mind was not there to see. Who saw that you have slept? So there is a conscious entity who is the drashta, that means the witness or the seer or observer, different from seen, observed, drigvastu. So here Bhagavan says every inner kosha is superior to outer kosha. He uses the word paraha. Here you can see indriyani parani. Sense organs are superior to what? Sense organs are superior to external world and this external body. How they can be superior? One reason is their existence is proved because of the existence of sense organs. Whether the mic is there or not, whether the fan is there or not, how it is proved? Fan doesn't say, I am fan, I am running for your sake, please take care of, nothing says. There must be an eye. Eyes should have the power of seeing. The eyes prove the existence of the fan. Therefore, it is superior. Not only that, superior because of subtlety, because of pervasiveness, because of interiorness. If you take an onion, inner portion is superior than the outer portion. Why? Because outer portion is a dried one. So go inside, there will be rasa more. Similarly, here also, one is subtler than the other, pervasive than the other, interior than the other. Interior from the standpoint of the external world. So here Bhagavan says indriyani parani ahuhu. Sense organs are superior to physical body, superior to external objects. Indriyevyaha param manaha. Mind is superior than the sense organs. Once mind is not connected with the eyes, even though eyes see the same column in the newspaper, nothing enters. We take book and start studying the book, same page will be go on reading, but nothing in. Why? Mind is not connected with the sense organs. Therefore, mind is superior to the sense organ. Manasaha para buddhihi. Buddhi, intellectual personality, is superior to the mind, emotional personality, because discrimination alone controls the mind. Mind's nature is what? Sankalpa vikalpatmakam buddhihi. It is oscillation. This or that. Can I go for it or not? Should I do it or not? Like that all the time, doubtful it is. So discrimination power only says do it, don't do it. It's a decisive factor. Therefore, it controls the mind. It is a driver. In the rasa kalpana, chariot example, the very chariot is explained as the body of the person. Physical body is considered as the chariot. Horses are compared to the sense organs. The reins which are connected with the horses are compared to mind, and the driver is compared to the buddhi, and the person who travels, master of the chariot, is compared to jivatma. So one is controlled by another one. Jivatma controls the driver, master, and the driver controls the horses through reins. And when horses are controlled, naturally the direction of the chariot or direction of the travel is controlled by the driver. Therefore, buddhehe paraha tu saha. Atma, the consciousness, is superior to buddhi. Here one thing Bhagavan wants to say, or Vedanta wants to say, that you are the most precious entity in the entire creation. All other things in the creation are external to you. You come first. You means what? Not 50 kilo, 55 kilo you. It is all pervasive you. Consciousness we call it. That you are the unique entity in the entire creation. To reveal anything in the creation, to reveal the existence of anything in the creation, you are necessary. Suppose somebody asks whether stars are there or not, he will see through our eyes and say yes. Whether mountains are there or not, he will see through our eyes. Eyes are necessary, and the person who has the capacity to see, that also necessary. And you have a shirt or not, yes. Are you there or not, somebody asks. Will you say, wait, wait, I will inquire my eyes and say. Eyes are not necessary to say that I am there or not. Light is not necessary to say that I am there or not. That's why when light goes off, electricity goes off, whole house becomes dark. So mother asks the child, hey, where is that matchbox? Child says, I don't know, I am not able to see. Then mother asks, where are you? Child doesn't say, I don't know, I have to see. Correct? So I stand first, then only entire creation stands. That is the uniqueness of myself. Finding out this uniqueness, finding out this key factor, the core person, is the solution for all human problems. And it is not a very big thing to find out, because if it is somewhere else hiding, you have to search and find out. Vedanta says it is the most obvious thing. You cannot miss yourself. Can you miss yourself? While brushing, can you miss? While taking bath, can you miss yourself? Suddenly, can you search for you? You can search for toothpaste, you can search for soap, you can search for cloth. You can search for the knowledge, you can search for anything in the world. Can you search for yourself? Because I am the ever available entity. Pradibodha viditam matam. Vedanta says, in every experience, one thing is there, that is what? You. You are there as the experiencer in the every experience. And missing the experiencer is the most unfortunate thing. It's the most obvious thing. You cannot miss it. Every moment I see the cinema is sustained by what? Cinema called the shadow is sustained by the screen. And all the time I see screen only, but still I am not able to recognize the screen. I am carried away by the shadows. Anybody remembers there is a screen during fighting happens? Suppose tragic movie, lot of things are there, that villain is there and fighting and so many things happen. Suddenly can you remember, hey, this is all shadow, there is a screen, can you remember? It is there in our mind that we are seeing the cinema, that idea is there. That is why their hero and heroine will be crying, this fellow will be finishing popcorn. Their crying happens. Here he is very much interested in finishing popcorn. Then maybe spouse may be there, wife may be there. So much tragic is going on, you fellow eating popcorn. Hey, cinema it is. That idea is there. That's why I can enjoy somebody's cry. If it is a real cry, I cannot enjoy. It's a painful affair. We have that, but we are not having it clearly. Bhagavan says, find out that obvious thing should be found out. And it is available every moment of our experience. Every moment I see. Whenever I say anything is, that means what? I am there. Mike is, I am there to see it as Mike is. Table is, external world is, my mind is, problems are. Anything I say, I there as an obvious entity. But generally, human mind is carried away by the shadows. It misses the most obvious thing in the creation. There is a story you might have read. There was a Sherlock Holmes and Watson. You might have read, they are famous people. So both are explorers. They will go one place to another place and they will stay just outside the city or the town. They will not stay inside the homes. So they will have their own tents. They will carry it and they will put the tents on the meadows and the open place. Then they will sleep. So one day like that, both were sleeping. Suddenly Sherlock Holmes got up and woke up the Watson. "Hey Watson, get up, get up. See this." So Watson got up and saw, "What? Ha ha ha. What a beautiful sky. Vast sky. Everywhere twinkle, twinkle, little stars. Everywhere luminaries." Like that he wondered. So Sherlock Holmes asked, "What do you see?" "Astronomically speaking, I see the galaxy, because this creation is vast creation." Astronomy means what? The science of study of all the planets and other things. So he says, "Astronomically speaking, there are millions of stars and planets and galaxies and other luminaries." Then Sherlock Holmes asked, "Then astrologically speaking," astrology means what? Horoscope. "Astrologically speaking, the moon is now with the Saturn." Which graha is with which graha is told by astrology. "The moon is with the Saturn." Then Sherlock Holmes asked, "Then horologically speaking," horology is a science about the time, "horologically speaking, it is now 1 AM, midnight 1 AM. "Then meteorologically speaking, tomorrow will be the very clear sky, no rain will be there." By the time Sherlock Holmes got irritated, told, "Idiot, see, somebody have stolen our upper portion of the tent. Most obvious thing to see the stars and the sky, you should have seen first what? Your tent upper portion is stolen. That should be seen first, most obvious thing. Because somebody has stolen the upper portion of the tent, this fellow is able to see all the stars and other things, and he is telling astronomically speaking, astrologically speaking, horologically speaking, meteorologically speaking." So we generally miss the most obvious thing. So Vedanta says, try to find out the obvious entity. "Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. Nema vidyuto bhantihi kutoyam agnihi." Anything to be recognized, you need a light, whether in the form of sun, or in the form of luminaries, or in the form of ordinary electricity, or in the form of our camper light. Some light is necessary to find out the existence of any blessed thing in the creation. But no light is necessary. Light means what? In the presence of which the object is illumined. Varieties of lights are there. Sense organs also are called light, because in their presence only objects are revealed. So no light is necessary to reveal yourself. "Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam." You exist first. You are shining first. You are evident first. Then only everything is evident in the creation. In every experience, your evidence is perceptible. But that is the glory of Mahamaya. Generally, she throws off the light. When you enter into the cinema theater, what happens? First thing what they do? They put off the light. So you have to forget seeing, you have to forget the screen, that there is a white screen. Then only all shadows will become a real personalities. That is the glory of Mahamaya. Mahamaya is what? Not something sitting somewhere else behind this cloud. It is our own ignorance. Ignorant mind has this glory. So that should be made as a knowledgeable mind. Atma Jnanam is the solution for all problems of humanity. Bhagavan says, this shloka is brought from Kathopanishad. Indriyebhyo paro yatha atyebhyascha param manaha manasastu parabuddhihi buddheratma mahan paraha. Like that, Kathopanishad talks about, after the description of Ratha Kalpana, chariot example, this shloka comes, Bhagavan simply borrows all those things. Because he doesn't have anything to offer new thing. Because everything is from the Upanishad or from the Vedanta. After describing the Atma Lakshanam, Bhagavan now says, Evam buddhe param buddhva santabhyatmanam atmana jahi shatrum mahabaho kamarupam durasatam. After describing the glory of the self, glory of the Atma, Bhagavan says, everyone should know that glory, intrinsic glory of being the illuminator of everything in the creation. So once that unique position is understood, then all the whims and fancies of the mind, ashuddha kamaha, will be under control of the person. So here Bhagavan says, hey Mahabaho. Mahabaho means what? The mighty armed one. A strong person. Ityartha. Hey Arjuna, show your strength in this field. Simply taking one AK-47 and shooting all or killing somebody is not a bravery. Real bravery is what? Control over your own mind, your own sense organs is the real bravery. Gaining the inner wisdom is the sign of bravery. Therefore, criticizingly, he is calling a Mahabhava. If a fool is there, we will call what? A Brihaspati Shishya. We will call an idiot. If an ordinary weak person is there, we will call what? Bull among the person, like that we will call. So Bhagavan also sometimes makes use of all those things. So he says, hey Mahabhava. While entering the battlefield, what you told? Let me see people going to die at my hands. You have boasted your strength, na? Now you show the strength, actual strength. What it is? Actual strength is having control over the sense organ and the mind. Mastery over our own sense organs and the mind is the real mastery. That's why anybody who gains that wisdom is called what? Swami. Swami means what? Swami means he's the master. Master of whom? He doesn't have even food. He doesn't have even food for the next moment. But he is the master of his own mind and the sense organ. All others are, our Acharya Swami told, Aswami. Aswami is called Aswami. Any moment is carried away by any type of desires. Suddenly one advertisement comes, Dil mange more. One advertisement comes. This fellow sees that advertisement and imagines, then goes for that. No connection between the cricket and the cool drinks. Nothing is there. But still the advertisement connects. And there are people, there are mind, general category mind, who have fascination for all those things. Therefore here Bhagavan says, Evam buddhva. Evam buddhva means in this manner. In what manner? That you are the only entity, conscious entity. All other blessed things in the world are inner. They are objects. You are the only entity which is the subject. Your own body also is an object. That is why you are able to see it. You are able to recognize its presence, its problems. Your mind also is an inert object. You, the consciousness, is the only entity, worthy entity. That's why Swami Vivekananda, whenever he gives autography, he will write only one sentence. Generally, he will write, you are the only treasure in the creation. This is a Vedantic. There is a photograph. He has written the same word. You are the only treasure in the creation, Swami Vivekananda. He has signed on his photo. So, evam buddhva. Evam buddhva means what? Panchakosha vivekena. Panchakosha atita atma buddhva. The atma consciousness, which is different from all types of five personalities. Buddhehe param atmanam buddhva. By knowing your real nature as a superior one to the buddhi, as a controller of the buddhi. Because who controls the buddhi? Buddhi controls every action of the sense organs and mind. Who controls the buddhi? The master who is sitting inside the conscious entity. In manasa na manute yena ahut manomata. That which is not seen by the mind, but
because of which the very mind has the capacity to see everything in the world. That's how Atma is revealed. Tadeva brahmatvam viddhi netam yaditam upasate. So never aspire consciousness to come in front of you and stand, hey bhakta, how are you? It will never come. Manifestation of the Lord is possible, but the actual original Lord is never the object of perception. Indirect meaning also is there, because many devotees think that realization means what? I will sit in meditation, suddenly Bhagavan will come and say, hey bhakta, what do you want? Then we have to find out what to ask, because so many things are there. He is in a hurry, I also in a hurry, troublesome. So he is an object of our experience. He cannot be the consciousness. I am the consciousness who give validity to the very Bhagavan's name and form. Your form is an object of experience for me. My form is an object of experience for you. The experiencer is always a conscious entity. If I am experiencing the Lord, who is conscious? I am the conscious entity. He is the inner. He is the inner means what? His form and name is object of my experience. Therefore, he is not real God. Shastra says, I am not telling. Nedam yaditam upasate, that which comes to you in front of you in your meditation or in your vision, is not Brahma. Tadevaktvam brahmatvam vidhi nedam yaditam upasate. Strong statement. These are all for higher levels of understanding. At present, at least that meditation we will do, that upasana we will do. Don't stop. Now Bhagavan is going to come in form only, so I don't want. No, that's the way to reach the form. Forms are the way to reach the formless conscious entity. So your glory cannot be known by ordinary intellect. You have to purify that intellect. Samskrita buddhya eva, you can find out that ultimate reality. For purification of buddhi, you need all these spiritual disciplines like meditation, japa, karma yoga, seva, everything. But don't stop there itself. Bhagavan says, atmana atmanam samstabhya. Fix your mind in that reality. In that reality means what? Where it is now fixed? You cannot be away from the atma. Like you cannot be away from the space. You cannot be away from the space. Similarly, you cannot be away from the conscious entity, but I am not aware that I am one with the consciousness. That awareness is the differentiating criterion. So, atmana, atmanam, santabhya means fix your mind in atma jnanam or jnana nishto bhava. Bhagavan says, jnani bhava, jnana nishto bhava. By becoming atma jnani, jahi shatrum kamarupam. Jahi kamarupam shatrum. Conquer the enemy called kamaha. Kamaha means what? Ashuddha kamaha. This ashuddha kamaha includes krodaha also, lobaha, mada, moha, matsarya, everything is included in that kamarupam. Durasatam kamarupam. Durasatam means what? Dukkena asadanam yasya. Which is incomprehensible one. You are not able to understand its powers. That's why we try to satisfy it. Whenever desire comes, immediately what we do? We try to satisfy it. Because we are not able to understand how to handle it. Once you understand how to handle, then you will not provide the ghee to the fire. Once you understand how to handle the fire, you will not provide the ghee to the fire. You have to handle it differently. Now, there is a fire called desire, that too, adharmic desire. This person provides the sense objects to that desire, then it becomes more and more and more incomprehensible desire. Handling requires sincere effort. Don't attempt casually. There are some people who are addicts for cigarette. 5 years, 10 years, suddenly they will come to this type of satsanga, then one Swami may say, stop smoking. So he will try, please, for Swami's sake, let me take 48 days, that Ayyappa Vrata. So 48 days, you will be counting like anything. Every minute will be a yuga for him. 47 days, 23 hours over, because he has given word. That also is not there with many. So after 48 day, what? There itself removed everything and gone back to same behavior. Therefore, casual attempt will not work here. You have to attempt it sincerely, and there is a technique to handling, because that fellow enemy is not outside, he is inside. Terrorists are outside, means you can just go for a war and kill them. But terrorists are inside. They are mixed with citizens also, civilians also. So you have to find out which is Ashuddha Kama, which is Shuddha Kama, which is the Bhagavan's Vibhuti, which is my own whims and fancy. You have to find out. So attempt sincerely. You can dedicate the entire life for this Jaya. Because once this Jaya comes, all Jayas come. In Labdhva Chaparam Labham Adhikam Namanyate. This gain comes means you will not find any gain at all to be gained. Up to that time, even he may have what you call Indra Padavi, still he will aspire for Brahma Padavi. So there is no end for desires. So conquer it. Hey Mahabaho, if at all you are worthy person of strength and valor, you show your strength and valor in this direction. It is a great challenge thrown by the Vedanta to the entire humanity. Hey human being, you want to conquer the moon, you want to conquer the Himalaya. Simply the people go there with lot of problems and troubles. Somehow they reach that place and they say, now what? I conquered Himalayas. How you conquered Himalayas? You have not brought even one stone from the Himalaya. This fellow says, I have conquered. I have reached the Himalayan Everest, he can say. He says, I conquered Everest. Those conquering things are all relative, normal things. After that also you will die. Who has conquered Everest died, na? Who has gone to moon died, na? Who has found out the atom bomb died, na? Who has put the Hiroshima, Nagasaki, conquered Japan died, na? Died, and all insanity he died, it seems, because he is not able to forget that incident. And General Dyer, the Jallianwala Bagh, died, na? All will die. All will go off. That is not the actual conquering. Conquering your own physical identity by knowing the reality of yourself is the real conquer. Therefore, hey Mahabaho, try for this. How to try? I will go to Sanyasa Ashrama, then I will sit in meditation. No. Swadharme Nidhanam Shreya. By performing your own duty wherever you are, just change the direction of your attitude, not the action. Generally, try to change the direction of the action. No, you should change the direction of the attitude. Whatever I do from this moment will be with this direction. What direction? I should be a free person. When I am going to become free, that doesn't matter. But today I have declared myself as a freedom fighter. What is the difference between freedom fighter and the slave? Actually, both are slaves. One slave accepts his slavery. Freedom fighter doesn't accept this slavery. So even though at present, at this moment, I may be slave to so many things, since I have got this satsanga, I have declared myself what? So anybody ask, you should say, who are you? Freedom fighter. Freedom fighter? Which freedom you fought? No, I am fighting. Because now freedom fighters are all past. Freedom fighters are political Indian freedom. Gone. So if you say freedom fighter, they will be wonder, what? Freedom fighter? Are these English? Yes, I am fighting for my own freedom. Not political freedom, not economical freedom, not freedom from corruption. All are secondary things. Once this freedom is gained, all other freedoms will come. That's what Vedantic solution for the entire human problems. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gitasu Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Karma Yogo Nama Tritiyodhyayah. Bhagavan answered all the questions of Arjuna. We'll see. see the summary of third chapter quickly. Third chapter starts with a question from Arjuna. What is the question? Jayasi chet karmanaste matabhukte janardana tatkim karmani ghorema niyojayasi keshava. If jnanam is the highest achievement in the human life, you should ask me to go for jnana marga. Why you are asking me to do the karma? That is the question. Bhagavan's teaching or Vedantic teaching is very clear. What is it? Goal of human life is freedom. Everyone goes for it only in and through all other pursuits in life. Any pursuit you take, the ultimate goal will be what? In that very pursuit itself, the ultimate goal will be freedom. If it is a pursuit of money, you want to be free from what? Bondage, born out of poverty. You want to be free from poverty, problems of poverty. Therefore, you go for money. Anything you go for, the ultimate last word of that pursuit will be what? Freedom. A spiritual seeker, a sadhaka, knows this. Therefore, every action in his life becomes a sadhana. After getting certain maturity, a person should go for knowledge pursuit, then he gains the freedom which happened to be his own real nature. So that is the teaching. What is the teaching? Goal is moksha. Two stages are there in attaining that freedom. First stage is karma marga, by performing our own swadharma, not somebody's duty, our own duties which life has brought to us in a proper way, and gaining the maturity. After gaining that maturity, when a person goes to the study of Vedanta under the guidance of a guru, then naturally he finds the validity of his knowledge about the real nature, about the Atma. That's called Jnana Marga. So karma yoga first, then yogyata prapti. Yogyata prapti means what? Maturity. Then goes for Jnana Marga. Then Jnana Marga leads to Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. So Bhagavan told, Jnanam is the greater one than the karma. Jnanam is the greater one than the karma, therefore you do karma, he told. And therefore only is proud. Arjuna has a filtered listening. These are all problems because of filtered listening. You tell so many things, people will not observe all the things. They have their own mental setup. Within that, anything goes inside, so that will be caught within that frame. That is called filtered. Arjuna is in a mood of going for sannyas. Jnana marga is equal to sannyasa. Suddenly Bhagavan turned him, don't go to sannyasa. Jnana marga is great, therefore do your duty. And that too, not ordinary duty. Ghore karmani. Extraordinary duty, killing all the teachers, relatives, everybody. So Arjuna starts his question, for which Bhagavan gives a beautiful answer. Entire third chapter is the explanation for this question. Bhagavan says, Jnanam is the highest. Jnanam alone can take the person to the freedom. But how you will gain that knowledge without maturity? Since you don't have maturity, you should do your duties. By doing your duties, the in-between line he has omitted. Jnanam is great, therefore you do duty. Jnanam is great. To gain that jnanam, you should be qualified. To qualify yourself, you should do your duty. Therefore do your duty. Two lines he has missed. So Bhagavan says, there is a choice with regard to lifestyle, but there is no choice with regard to spiritual practices. Everyone has to follow first karma yoga. He should get maturity. That is called pravritti marga. All types of sadhanas comes under this. Whether it is puja, or going to some pilgrimage, or doing service, or doing our own duties, everything comes here. Chanting comes what? Vachika karma. Upasana, meditation comes what? Manasam karma. All types of actions come under karma marga. Bhakti comes under karma marga. Bhakti, if it is in the form of prayer or chanting or service, varieties of bhaktis are there. Bhakti also comes under karma marga. And there is another type of bhakti which is based on knowledge, parabhakti we call it, that comes under jnanam. So everyone has to follow karma marga, and for the 99% of humanity, karma is the way. But a person can take either the householder lifestyle or the sannyasi lifestyle. If he takes sannyasi lifestyle, he is not eligible to do any sort of activities. Therefore, better 99% of people should take householder lifestyle. There only you get nice experiences how to live with another person in the creation. Sannyasi don't have that experience. True sadhus cannot stay in one single room. But you will stay, you will see, and you will find how accommodative you should be there. Spouse this side or that side, maybe snoring spouse. Every night is a nightmare. The snoring can be in the form of either scooter snoring or bus snoring or tractor snoring. I get a lot of feedback from the family members. Swamiji, what to do? All the time this man is snoring, snoring, snoring. I am not able to sleep at all. What to do? Even you go for next room, snoring comes. Sound sleep. So you should know how to live with accommodately with another person. How can you share? How can you love? So how can you contribute? All teachings you get in the family life. And Bhagavan told, an immature person going for seclusion, sannyasi way of life, will be a dangerous one for him and for others also. Because lot of leisure, no parent, no role, no responsibilities, lot of time. No children, no responsibilities, lot of time. No salary, no problem of handling the share market, this, that, lot of time, lot of leisure. What to do with that leisure? If a person is not connected with Shastra Parampara, if he is not dedicated entire sannyasa life for the spiritual study or seva, he will end up what? He will end up as a politician standing in election. We can see one or two sadhus are there. Or association secretaries, presidents, or Japamala sellers, Rudraksha sellers. They end up. Why? Because they did not know what to do with that sannyas. So Bhagavan says, no, it will be dangerous for you also and to the society also. Indriyarthan vimudhatma mithyachara savuchyate. He'll become a mithyachari because externally he cannot have anything. His dharma, sannyasa ashrama dharma doesn't allow him to have, but still he has internally those type of desires. So what he will do? When pressure becomes more, he will be pressurized by the desires, then automatically he will be a mithyachari. Therefore, Bhagavan told, stay where you are. Become matured first. Arjuna, in my opinion, you are not a matured person. That's why 13 years was given to you, I never saw you meditated. Even when you meditated, what you meditated? How to get the Pashupatastra from Shiva, how to get the Indra Astra from Indra, how to finish this Karna, this only you have meditated. Never you thought of any Atma or Anatma, nothing. So in my opinion, you are an immature person. Therefore, take to Karma Yoga. What is that Karma Yoga? Whatever you do, do it as an offering to the Lord. Ishvara Arpana Buddhya Karma Guru. And receive all the results of your actions as Prasada from the Lord. Prasada Buddhya Phalasvikaranam Ishvara Arpana Buddhya Karma Karanam. And this Karma Yoga can be practiced with four types of attitudes. Bhagavan told, whatever attitude you keep, that is according to your temperament, but Karma Yoga has to be practiced. What are those four attitudes? Ishvara Agnya. Bhagavan has told, therefore I have to do karma. Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jayohya karmanaha. Niyatam karma tvam kuru. It is Ishvara Agnya. Bhagavan has told, so I have to do. It is a commandment. So certain type of minds are available only for commandment. They are not available for any loving dialogue. They will not hear. Only lati is necessary for them. So for them it is the Ishwara Agnya. Bhagavan has commanded, otherwise I will get papam, I will get naraka, like that, those ideas. But it's not a mature one attitude. Then second attitude was Ishwara Puja. Out of gratitude for the thing, blessings, whatever you got in this life, out of gratitude, I will live a life, such a life, it will be a thankful life. One Swamiji used to tell, what Bhagavan has given to you is His gift to you. How you are going to use it will be the thanks letter. So out of gratefulness or gratitude, I worship the Lord. Yajnartham karmanon yatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. Tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangat samachara. Karma yoga as Ishwara puja. Or karma yoga for chitta shuddhi, in order to purify the mind. Yajna shishta shina santaha uchyante sarva kilpishai. Or dharma rakshanartham. There is a cycle, universal cycle going on. I am receiving benefit from that cycle. I also will contribute. Even atheists can practice this dharma rakshana. He doesn't have any faith in the existence of God or something, but he cannot say, I don't have faith, therefore I will become a dharmic person. Even if you don't have faith in the Lord, you should be a dharmic person, because you are receiving benefit from this cycle, universal cycle. You also should contribute. Then Bhagavan talks, even though Jnani is not required to follow all these things, but still, as long as Jnani stays in the society, he has to follow as a model. Loka Sankrahartham, he has to follow, because whatever he does, people will follow. Yadyad acharati sreshtaha tatta deve taro janaha, like that he told. And he showed himself as an example also. Then finally, he gave some practical techniques in following karma yoga. What are they? Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasyadhyatma chetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva yudhyasva vigata jvaraha. Do your duties without anxiety and tension. How to do? There are five things are there. Sarvani karmani mayi sanyasya, offer it to me. Adhyatma chetasa, keep me as the goal. Me as the goal means what? Keep freedom, moksha as the goal of your life. Then everything becomes regulated in your life. Then nirmamaha, without the ahankara, mamakara. When we do the action, generally what we say? I did it. You might have done, but the result is not determined by your action. There are so many hidden variables. Therefore, take Bhagavan also as the shareholder. He doesn't want any share, but it is for your benefit. Buffer it is. If it is plus, nice. If it is minus, so keep that buffer area. Don't allow your likes and dislikes to overpower your mind, and use your free will capacity to decide. There is a capacity in human being. What capacity? To say no. It's a great capacity to say no. No to certain things, whatever I find wrong. Use it and make that mind, intellect, an intelligent one by studying the scriptures, by deciding what is dharma and adharma, by sticking to dharma only, by conforming to dharma only. You can avoid all the adharmic things, and you can keep the likes and dislikes as preferences. It should not be allowed to overpower you. You can keep it as a preference. Therefore, never give up your duty, whatever it may be. I told you, keep this bold net and pistol story in mind. So dharma, when it comes, my duty, what is my duty? You have to remember this small story. The story, I think you remember. In a machine, there are bolts and nets, and there are pistols. Pistol has to do what? Going, coming, it should move. Bolts and nets should not move. Bolts and nets should not move. That's because pistol criticizes bolts and nets. Hey, what fellows you are sitting tightly. See me, how much I am working. You also should work. Initially, bolts and nets thought, oh, this is very wrong guidance. Our work is what? Sitting tightly is our work. Goalkeeper's work is what? Not roaming. Near the goalpost only. Everybody roams. And ball doesn't come to the goalkeeper at all. Suppose if you say, okay, they are all trying, they are not getting. So let me also join with them and try. Opposite wala will walk on your goalpost. Similarly, here also, bolt and net should not move. But go on, a person is criticizing what? The bolts and net start, okay, we also will do some work. Simply sitting what? So they started moving each side, opposite direction. What happened? That's why each one is great in his own place. Swami Vivekananda is to tell. If a sadhu is great, because of his commitment to the scriptural study and renunciation, householder also is great because of his commitment to serving the society and renunciation. Both category renunciation is must. Little bit license is given. Just because you are given driving license, can you hope to drive all the 24 hours? No, you have to keep your vehicle inside. So I told when I went to the TV interview, what is your suggestion about having sense pressures in life? I told Shastra says, without license don't drive, with license also don't over drive. Take license first, become the householder first, marry someone, then you go for sense pressures. Without marriage don't go for it. It is a wrong thing. Wrong thing means what? Harming the society, disturbing the harmony of the society. So everyone enjoyed the statement. That means what? Without driving license, don't drive. With license also, don't overdrive. So renunciation is a must for everyone. Not only for sannyasin. But sannyasin is committed for propagation of the knowledge. Householder is committed for serving the society. Since householders have given up both the things, now sadhus have to take care of hospitals, old age homes. That is not the sadhu's work duty. It is duty of the society. So, be aware of your own duties, your own responsibilities, and be proud about. Everybody says, I am not Swami. But everybody has that inferiority complex. If sadhu is great in his own field, as long as he stays committed to that field, he is great. Similarly, householder also is great. Similarly, a brahmachari, a student also is great if he is committed to his own status. So that should be in our mind. Bhagavan told, Swadharme nidhanam sheyaha paradharmo bhayavaha. You die in that attempt of doing your own duty. Then Bhagavan told, if anybody follows this way of Karma Yoga life, what is the benefit? Immediate benefit is no anxiety, no fear. Whatever comes, let it come. I am ready to face. There is a statement in the military campus, always they will tell, let the bridge come, we will walk over. We not bother them how to walk over. We know how to walk over the bridge. Let the bridge come, we will walk over. We are prepared for that. Intellectually prepared. Similarly, every karma yogi is intellectually prepared, emotionally prepared to face any situation in life. Therefore, he will not have anxiety over the future or guilt over the past. So he is a live person living in the present moment, every moment of his life, connected with the reality, connected with Bhagavan. That's why emotional personality is strong. You cannot shake him. You cannot threaten him. When Mahatma Gandhiji was told that, Gandhiji, you are having threat to the life, so we have to give you security. He told, I don't want security. They asked, why? If Rama protects me, your security is useless. If Rama doesn't protect me, then also your security cannot secure me. So therefore, useless. In any way, they are useless. What is strength? When he told this, when India-Pakistan partitionship war, that time so much of, any moment his life was under threat. He said, I was ready to die, any moment. So a person will be a strong person emotionally. How? Because he knows that he has connected himself with the pillar of the life. What is that pillar of the life? Bhagavan. Dharma is the pillar of life. You cannot catch Bhagavan without Dharma. Then Arjuna asked, even though everybody is very much convinced about the greatness of this way of life, even though people want to live this type of life, even though it is understood that it is for their welfare, why still people are not able to follow it? What is the grey area cause for this confusion? Bhagavan told, Kama Yesha Krodha Yeshaha Rajoguna Samudbhavaha Mahashano Mahapatma Vidhyena Mihavayinam. This Kama Krodha are otherwise called Raga Dvesha, likes and dislikes are the cause. Handle them properly. To handle them, we should know what are the strengths, where their strength exists. Then we can handle them by handling their sources of strength. So this strength exists in Indriya, Manas and Buddhi. So we have to control these. Control means what? Not suppressing. Control means giving a higher direction. Sri Ramakrishna used to tell, if you ask a person who is hanging on the tree, leave it, he will not leave it. How will he leave it? He will fall down, na? So you have to tell, catch the upper one. After catching the upper one, automatically lower branches left off. We all have left off balloons, marbles, toys, cycle, friends, all that. How? We have grown beyond that. We are all balloon jnanis. We are balloon jnanis. We know balloon is meant for popping off. Suppose child cries, balloon hogitte, balloon has popped off. When child cries, father says, hey, come on, balloon is for bursting, it will burst. So he is a balloon jnani, but he also has another balloon, share market. Balloon means what? That which inflates, deflates, becomes bigger and smaller. So share market also suddenly goes up, comes down. So he has another balloon, father. So we should become jnanis in every field of life. It is a known factor for us. The sign of growth is what? Handling this situation. Not fulfilling every desire, but managing all the desires. That's the sign of success. What's the sign of success? Not fulfilling every desire. You cannot fulfill every desire. Because as even one desire is fulfilled, another 10 is ready. Or 100 is ready. So you cannot fulfill and become happy. But you can manage those desires and become happy. That is the entire teaching of Karma Yoga. If it is practiced, keeping Bhagavan as the center of life, then it becomes spiritual sadhana, spiritual practice, ultimately leads to mokshaha. Yeme madamitam nityam anutishtanti manavaha shraddhavanto anasuyantaha tepi karma vihi nichyate. They also will become free, they also will gain knowledge in due course. Therefore, dahishatru mahabaho kamarupam durasatam. How to win over this? Win over means what? Not destruction. You cannot destroy desires. You can destroy the binding factors of the desire. That pressure portion should be destroyed. So if you need not destroy the snake, take out the poison portion, the snake becomes ornament. That's why in Shiva's body everywhere it is. Now for us, seeing snakes are horrible. Shiva allowed the snakes to flow anywhere you want, you just move according to your, because he has taken out the poison portion. Similarly, we have to get away from that binding factor of our actions, and that is initially through sense control and mind control, through prayer and seva life, and finally through atma jnanam. Up to this, Bhagavan's teaching ultimately about the karma marga and jnana marga is over. Practically speaking, Gita should have been over. Actually, all teaching hereafter, no new teaching at all. All explanations only is going to come in the form of 4th chapter, 5th chapter. Because next chapter, Arjuna will ask one question. So that question will lead to so many other details. Again, one more question will ask 5th chapter. Like that, question after question will come. We will enjoy all those things by the grace of the Lord. ॐ कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः.